Let's talk about one of the biggest dream killers out there. Self-sabotage through negative assumptions. Whether it's in our dating lives, careers, or just everyday interactions, we often get in our way by creating unhelpful stories in our minds. We create some assumptions that stop us from taking the right actions. Have you ever been interested in someone, but before even trying to connect with them, you start telling yourself stories like, they would never be interested in me, or I'm not good enough for them? That's the self-sabotage I'm talking about. We make assumptions that undercut our confidence and make us less likely to even try. The irony is that our perceived quote-unquote flaws were obsessing over probably have nothing to do with why they may or may not be interested. Or have you ever experienced a rejection? Maybe someone didn't want a second date, or a job opportunity didn't work out. And instead of simply accepting that it isn't a fit, you spiraled into doubts about your self-worth. There must be something wrong with me, or never find someone. I'm not good enough, you thought to yourself. When we turn rejections into personal deficiencies, it's incredibly disempowering and becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But here's the truth. Other people's level of interest or disinterest in us is based on so many factors we can't possibly know or control. Maybe they're emotionally unavailable. Maybe you weren't what they envisioned for that job role. Maybe they just didn't feel a spark. And that's okay. Not everyone is meant to connect. You are not for everyone, and not everyone is for you. When we make up negative stories to explain their behavior, we're just projecting our own insecurities. We simply don't have enough information to make those harsh judgments about ourselves. The fact is, the only thing that truly matters is a person's actions. Are they actively pursuing you and making efforts to spend time together? Or are they flaky, non-responsive, and just not invested? Their actions are the truest signal of their level of interest or disinterest. Anything else is fiction created by our brains trying to make sense of an ambiguous situation. So instead of falling into toxic assumption loops, I challenge you to shift to a more empowered mindset. Try assuming positive things about yourself until proven otherwise. Not in an arrogant way, but an inner confidence that says, hey, I'm a pretty awesome person with a lot to offer. Why wouldn't someone be interested? This helps you project the cool self-assuredness that is so magnetic, rather than insecure people-pleasing energy. When you do face a rejection, reframe it neutrally as just not being the right fit for that particular situation. It's not a black mark on your worth as human. You wouldn't want to be with someone or in a job you had to be anything other than your authentic self anyway, right? Focus on continuing to put yourself out there with resilience. The more opportunities you create, the less any single quote-unquote no will phrase you. Of course, this mindset shift takes practice. You need to get good at catching yourself anytime your mind starts spiraling into negative assumptions. See it merely as an old neutral pattern playing out. Consciously choose a more uplifting perspective to replace it with. Don't beat yourself up, but get skilled at redirecting those unhelpful thoughts. Because here's what truly self-sabotaging. Letting assumptions you made up in your own head stop you from going after what you want in life. Don't let fears about your perceived quote-unquote inadequacies convince you to settle for less than you deserve. Your dream relationship, career, life, experiences, those are all still out there waiting for you. but you need to be willing to engage with a mindset of unshakable self-worth. Putting yourself out there boldly and refusing to be derailed by rejections. My friends, make a committed choice to only fill your mind with assumptions that uplift you and propel you towards your dreams. Assume you have infinite potential. Assume others will be drawn to your authentic essence. Assume obstacles are simply redirections towards something better suited for you. Let your new default stories be ones of hope, perseverance, and an unshakable belief in your power to create the life you deserve. At the end of the day, the only thing holding you back is yourself and the stories you choose to believe. Don't let limiting beliefs about your self-worth hijack your destiny. You are inherently valuable, beloved, and deserving just as you are. Now get out there and start acting like it. And until next time, keep getting limitless, one courageous step at a time. Hey, thank you for supporting my channel. Don't forget to leave your boy good ratings and reviews. And until next time, never stop believing in yourself.